What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. Let's go!
It's a long way home at the end of the road. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. And today I am joined with Serene, aka MGK Tour 2022 on Instagram. She runs her own MGK fan page and she is from Austria. Serene, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
So we are I love this because I'm able to talk to different people from all over the world and I'm so excited to have you on. So let's just dive right into this. First question, how did you become a fan of MGK?
Well, it was like WWE, so WrestleMania, and I have to say two things. One is I was very heavily GTSing around that time, and two, I'm a huge wrestling fan. So when like he performed, he was like there and did Invincible, I started crying because I related to that song more than I should have at the age of 14. But and then I saw him, I was like, he's very cute. I didn't know how old he was back then. and after the performance, like 2 a.m. around here. And so, I was like, okay, like, I want to follow this guy. Like, I want to see where it goes. Cut to 10 years. 11th year will be next month. I'm still here. And after, like, the performance, I went down to his, like, catalog, listened to everything that was out. And then when Lace Up came, I was like, oh, my God, like, there's, like, Tech N9ne and what's the other guy's name? Bear and also Twista. I was very happy to see those names on the track list.
So you, I think it's crazy. I never realized the impact that him performing at the WWE had because I never grew up a wrestling fan. I was never really into it, but you are one of several people that I have talked to, that him performing Invincible at WrestleMania, that was the thing that started their fandom. So yes. For you, you said you were going through some shit, heard it, and you're like, oh, I love this, and you want to learn more about it. So that just, like, started that snowball for you?
Yes, pretty much.
I do think it's crazy, especially at that time, when we're talking probably like 2012-ish,
yes,
2012,
yes.
2013.
It was April 1st, 2012. I just checked it today.
You wanted to make sure you had all of your facts straight.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy because if you just think about the global impact that he's had, like that is so early. I can't imagine, you know, having fans all the way on the other side of the world in a different continent where you're at in Austria. Like, that's so cool that you were able to like get in on him a bit earlier than everybody else because of that.
Yes, I do agree with you. It was really cool. And like seeing him like where he's now, it just makes me sob.
Yeah, and like so we can talk about this. We're both OGs here. We've both been here for about 10 plus years. What's this been like for you, right? Coming all the way from the Lace Up album and General Admission to where we're at now, selling out stadiums. It was just announced today that we're getting a new documentary. Today, as we're recording this, is the 1 year anniversary of Mainstream Sellout. So what has this past like two years specifically, but like this past 10 years really meant to you?
Oh my God, like everything, like I grew up with him. I went through so many phases of my life with him. I will be seeing him for the first time in the flesh in June. He will be performing at this festival here in Vienna as a headliner and on top of that. So I don't know. It's indescribable. Like the proud, the pride and the proudness I feel for him, it's, I can't put in words, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's so cool, and honestly, I think more than anything, it really is incredibly inspiring that, you know, after, let's just call it 4 or 5 albums, you know, nothing fully exploded in the way that a lot of us really wanted it to. And then, you know, you just keep going and you just keep putting out music and you keep putting out albums. And, you know, if you do that, eventually you're going to hit something. And he struck gold. He struck gold not once, but twice with both Tickets to My Downfall and Mainstream Sellout.
Yes. And it's like, he's such a like versatile artist. Like, you follow one person and he's an actor, a model, a entrepreneur, a musician. Like, it's so cool to me to like seeing him in movies. Like, I have this really cool story. When Nerve came out here, 2016, something like that, I went to the theater, and before the screening started, they played Half Naked and Almost Famous, and I rapped along with like other, the whole row in front of me rapped along with it. And then when he came onto the screen, we like the whole theater screamed IMGK, like Lisa, like with the L's and the X's. The staff were like, what the fuck is going on? That's my favorite like MGK story, to be honest.
That's awesome. Okay, so I have a lot of questions around that specifically, right? Being in Austria and being overseas compared to where we are in the States, when you find like another MGK fan, is it like a rarity? Is it more common than I would think? If like, how many of your friends in Austria are MGK fans?
It was a rarity like a couple years ago. Well, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. But now it's, like, more common than I'm, like, okay, so you're an MGK fan. And I asked them, like, since when? And they're like, no, like, 2019, 2020. I'm like, okay. Okay. So,
yeah.
Not, yeah, you know, the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think it's so cool, you know, just going back to that story of Nerve, where you are in a theater or you're in a room just, like, surrounded with other people, other MGK fans, other people in EST, and you get to like have that moment.
Yeah.
You know, even here when we're going to different shows or we're going to like, for example, a Rook concert where he's just drumming with DJ EV, you know, and just getting to see everybody again, and it's so cool that we all just share this bond with this artist or this band. And we just get to like have like those moments with each other. So that story that you have like in relation to Nerve and that coming out in theaters, I completely understand that, and I love that so much.
It was so cool. Like, it's literally my favorite story related to him.
Yeah. So you're seeing him in concert for the first time in a few months. On a scale of 1 to 10,
like my birthday month as well. So it's really cool.
What's your excitement level?
100.
What are you, so you've, I, obviously you've seen all the concert, you know, videos and posts on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. Yeah. What are you most looking forward to?
I don't know, like some throwback songs, like GA or Lace Up even, or like Black Flag would be cool. Also, like, I love the live version of Maybe. And also, I love the live version of My Sweetest Friend. So I'm really excited. Yeah. Like, whenever I listen to MGK, like, Kels, I listen to him, I'm like, I get so, like, shaky. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to see him, like, for the first time. Like, he came here once. I couldn't go because of school. I chose school, I know. I couldn't go because of school. It was so sad. And then the minute I like found out about it, that he's coming, I was like, oh my God, wait, is this fake or is this real? So I like went to the government like website. I saw his name. I was like, I have to buy my tickets. And I bought them. I like spent my last money on the tickets. and I'm so excited.
Well, I am super excited for you to have that experience. My ex's best friend live is amazing, and I've had comments on this show that hearing Maybe live really changed my opinion on that song. I thought it was fine before, heard it live, and I'm like, oh, this is actually fantastic. I love this a lot. So I'm really, really excited for you, and I can't wait to see your post about it, you know, on Instagram and things of that nature. But actually, that's a really good segue. Speaking of Instagram, right, you run this fan page, MGK Tour 2022. Why did you start the fan page?
Honestly, like, I was doing the updates for on my Twitter account, which is Serena19XX. And then one day, someone from AC said, you should do, like, a account. But to me, that was, like, I don't want to disrespect, like, the others, like, Part 3 from MGK Spain or MGK Italy or, like, Janaya from Mainstream Sellout. So I was, like, I don't want to disrespect them. And then the tour started, like, the Europe's tour started on my, the tour started. And I was, like, you know what? I really, like, I have to do this. And then, so I, like, posted the live stream. I like recording the live streams, and then I post them. And I kept doing that, and now, yeah, I have an account on Instagram.
It's very funny how it all starts is, like, you just start posting updates on Twitter, and then people want you to be posting in other places, and then it just kind of snowballs from there, huh?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. And, yeah, like, and the coolest thing is, like MGK Spain, me and her are, like friends now. And then she was like, you're doing a great job. Like, oh, thank you so much. You're my idol. Yeah, she was, like, my inspiration to do this thing with the account.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you were sharing with me before we started recording that you had some thoughts around Pink Fox and what we were doing before you realized, oh wait, these people are actually pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, cool. We had some black sheep in the fandom. So yeah. I mean, every single fandom has black sheep, but I apologize. Yeah, so.
No, it's cool. We get it a lot, and that's why I like this podcast so much, because it does give us an outlet to, like, do our own thing and have people like you talk to me, like, actually kind of, like, in person, or I guess, you know, over Zoom or FaceTime or whatever you want to call this. So it's nice that we're actually able to build connections with other people this way, and they realize, oh, wait, these people, they're pretty cool at what they do.
Yeah, I do it. Yes.
So, shifting gears here, as somebody that has loved this show and kind of like what we're doing here, what was it about Sellouts that you're like, oh, this is so sick?
I think, like, the fact that you bring together people from every single era, from every single, like, part of the world, and I don't know, like, you're such a great host, I guess. Like, your questions are, like, tricky.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, but let's go back to MGK and Kells here just a bit. What are your favorite MGK albums?
I have to say GA. Then I have
admission.
Yeah, like Bloom, because that helped me through some very life-changing events, should I say. And I also like Lace Up.
Lace Up the album or Lace...
No, like
Lace Up the album or Lace Up the mixtape?
Lace Up the album.
Okay, cool. So, going from that, okay, let's play a little game here, all right? We're going to play a few games with you, because you're an OG, and I want to get your thoughts and opinions on some of this stuff.
Okay.
Rank your favorite MGK albums.
Okay, so, I would say, Generalization first, Then I would say Lace Up, Hotel Diablo. Tickets, and then Mainstream Sellout. Oh, wait.
Okay.
No, wait. Mainstream Sellout and then Tickets, so.
Mainstream Sellout and then Tickets. Perfect, yeah. Perfect, perfect. Speaking of Mainstream Sellout, it's been 1 year.
Yes, I know.
It's been one hell of a year. Mm-hmm. You actually, you're crazy. You're crazy. And the reason that you're crazy, Serene, is because you could have booked to record this podcast last weekend.
Yeah,
however, you intentionally booked it today on the 1 year anniversary of Mainstream Sellout. So I figured it's only right that we spend some time and really just like talking about that album a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What are some of your favorite songs off of Mainstream Sellout?
Maybe. A, because I'm a huge like Lil Wayne fan, and A. Then I have to put Bear in it, so Make Up Sex. What else? I like 5150. So, yeah. Those.
So,
I would say.
As a Lil Wayne fan. Mm-hmm. As a Lil Wayne fan, how cool is it that you didn't get just one collab with Kells? You got two on the same album.
So, it's cool because, like, they met several years ago. Like, they met in 2012. They have a picture with one another. Mm-hmm. And then, like, hear Lil to Nietzsche, I'm like, oh my god, I was so happy. I was, like, over the moon getting, like, two songs with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a collab that when that was announced, I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be incredible. And it did not disappoint whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think if I had to choose between the two Lil Wayne songs, I do like A more than Drug Dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I think A's just fun. A's fun, it's bouncy, it's a vibe. It's probably one of my favorite songs off of Mainstream Sellout.
I'm also like very excited how it will sound. Live, like if I've heard so many times because of the tours, but in person, how that will sound like?
Yeah, it's because you've seen all the concert clips and different songs and that things of that nature through Instagram. I think you are as prepared as anybody to experience your first MGK concert in a few months.
Thanks.
And I can't wait to see all the stuff that you're posting from that, because
my Instagram will be so filled with that content just one day, but like it's from 2 p.m. until I think 9:30, something like that. He will be last, and yeah, I'm very excited for him and for Ian, and I don't know. Like the whole ESG camp will be there. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's gonna be so much fun. Let's wrap it up with this, okay? It's the segment that you've been waiting for the entire time, okay? Five rapid fire MGK questions for you, okay? And this is interesting.
Okay.
Because you've seen the show, so you know the majority of the questions. I would assume you have answers for a lot of them. So I'm excited to see what you think. Okay. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's start off really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair or pink hair?
Blonde hair.
Blonde hair, okay.
Yeah.
If you could only listen to one MGK album the rest of your life, which one are you picking?
It has to be General Admission, because it's so good from front to back, and also really like pumps up your blood, your blood and heart. So I really really like General Admission. I still listen to it. Like it.
Okay. Next is, what if we did?
Okay.
Rap or pop punk?
Rap.
Wow, rap that was fast.
Yeah, rap because basically, like, he never really changed like, genres, because it's, like, first song on Lace Up mm-hmm. was with a rock band. So, like, I like rap because that's how I, like, discovered him. I also like his punk stuff, but I like more rap than punk. So I'm an old school rap fan, so I like rap. For me, it will forever be rap. MGK over punk MGK.
Okay. Let's go with Pink Guitar from Tickets or Black Guitar from Mainstream Sellout.
I would say Pink. Because that was such a cool era. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's Pink.
Pink. And then last question for you. I have so many I could go with. I think the one I'm going to pick is this, though. If you could only listen to one MGK song the rest of your life, which song would you pick?
Oh my god. well, that would like depend on my mood.
Okay, well let's do this then. Let's do this. That's a great point. If you want like a fun MGK song for the rest of your life, which song are you picking?
Okay. A fun one. Like from the lyrics wise, I would say 50 of Black Flag. With French Montana, because it's so much fun. Like the lyrics.
That is a deep cut. I don't know how many people would actively know that, so I like that answer a lot.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a sad song.
Sad song. I would say. Oh my god! Sad song. I would say like, well, if I said that song, that would be sad for me, but. I would go with Gone, but for personal reasons. Gone. It's Gone.
Okay. And if you had to pick a more, like, inspirational song, kind of like an End of the Road, a 27, a Kiss the Sky, which song would you pick?
I would go with Make It Happen.
Make It Happen off General Admission. And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only Serene, aka MGK Tour 2022 on Instagram. Go ahead, give her a follow. Serene, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's about time we had you on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a like, subscribe down below so you never miss another one. And if you want to be on the podcast, click the link at the top of the description to apply to be on the show. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you in the next episode.